New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife, and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do, and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
And welcome to New Hampshire Now for the 18th day of March 2019. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour. The show brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu, as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services. Riverbend wants you to know that treatment works. The New Hampshire Now program, as always, proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy. For more information, check out nhcuc.org. We have a packed edition of the New Hampshire Now program today, packed with potential and current presidential candidates. Bill de Blasio, the current mayor of New York City, was in Concord last night, an event at the Common Man restaurant. And I talked with him for a bit, that conversation in just a moment. Also, Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington in New Hampshire. We'll hear from Concord Mayor Jim Boulez. We do Monday with the mayor, Wayne Lesperance, in just a little bit. And Pints and Politics at the Barley House, a special St. Patrick's Day edition with Seth Moulton. And also General Don Bulldog and Senator Maggie Hassan from the Hampshire College University Council's Summit on Education. That all coming your way in just a little bit. But first, this conversation with Bill de Blasio, New Hampshire primary interviews on the program presented by Rath Young and Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. More information, check out rathlaw.com.
If you look at this field, there's obviously 15 presidential candidates that are already in. What about your skill set allows you to think that you'll bring something different to this race and have a chance at success?
I'm just going to make that a general question because I'm not a candidate at this point. And I'm not here to campaign or compare against other candidates. I'm here to talk about issues and what we're doing in New York. Look, the bottom line is, I believe people want a progressive vision of change. I really do. But they need to know it's going to actually happen. Mm-hmm. They need to know there's something behind it. And, you know, I represent 8.6 million people. I lead them. I govern them. And we've been able to make really big, substantial changes that are affecting people's lives right now. They're not policy papers. They're actual living, breathing changes in people's lives. Pre-K for All is a great example. Or getting paid sick leave to 500,000 more people. That I think New Hampshire voters are, you know, along with our Iowan brothers and sisters, the best interviewers, the best vetters in the country. They want to make sure people not only have good ideas, but the ability to get them done. So, look, I'm going to be offering these ideas any way you slice it. I want people to hear these things can happen. But I think one of the things you're going to see here is the bar is going to be high for proof. And it's going to be high for proof, I think, later on in the general election, because people have seen all over this country what it was like to have a president with no experience governing and running a government, and it's been very destructive. I think there will be some yearning for candidates who can prove they know how to run something big and difficult.
Individuals care about issues here, but they also care about defeating Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
In your view, how do you go about doing that? What is the blueprint? Do you engage? Do you not engage? Do you take a higher road? How do you get in the dirt with Donald Trump or just ascend beyond it?
I think, you know, as a New Yorker, there's nothing about Donald Trump's approach that ever surprises me. And you don't fixate on him. You don't make him the issue. That doesn't work. Talk about what we're going to do for working people. But also, don't be afraid for a moment to fight back. You know, he tried, when it came to my city, he tried to cut off our funding for security programs because we don't ask immigrants their immigration status, right? He was said, oh, because of that, we're going to come and take away your money. We said, no, you're not. We'll see you in court, and we're going to beat you. What you're doing is unconstitutional. Well, we stood up to him. We didn't change anything about what we were doing, and we beat him in court. I think that is the kind of thing people need to see, that leaders will stand up to them, but not fixate on them. What we need to fixate is what we're going to do for working people. And I don't think that was done in 2016. Mm-hmm. I think we got to do it in 2020. We got to have a clear, progressive, populist vision of change for working people. If we have that, our voters will turn out, Democratic voters will turn out, progressive voters will turn out, but I also think we'll reach some Trump voters who are just looking for change in their lives, and they're looking for a better chance to make ends meet. They want to hear that. They haven't heard enough from Democrats in the past.
In conclusion, you were followed by the New York City Press, Daily News, and everything else.
Yeah.
And there's a scrutiny that comes along with that, which can both be a positive and a negative for a presidential campaign, as we've seen in the past. How do you reconcile that, where your record is looked at the way that it is? But is that scrutiny something that makes you a better candidate potentially?
Unquestionably, look, as a question of just being analytical here, because I'm not a candidate yet. There's no question it makes you a better candidate. First of all of the scrutiny, all of the evaluation makes you stronger personally. Second of all, there's no surprises with me. I've been scrubbed and scrubbed again now for 6 years, if you include my election year. Mm-hmm. And it's fair to say there are some people running who've never been through anything like that. I mean, third of all, it resembles some of what you're going to find if you're blessed enough to win an election for president. You're going to go through the ringer. It's, you know, the toughest job in the world. Some people have said mayor of New York City is the second hardest job, you know. And I think the scrutiny is good. I don't have any question about the fact that I've been vetted.
Is there a timetable?
No, I've said sooner rather than later.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, man.
Great to see you. Thank you. Appreciate
pleasure.
It. Yep. Thank you very much. Good to see you. Thanks.
That is Bill de Blasio. This segment of the Hampshire Now program presented by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. For more information, check out suncookdental.com. My conversation with Washington Governor Jay Inslee is next.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.